On this edition of New Sounds, we'll hear some composers who've been lured in by the sounds of speech, only to find that what they really wanted to do was get beyond it. We'll hear music from Paul Lansky, Nico Muhly, Joan LaBarbera, and Meredith Monk, all of whom, when they do use words, tend to treat them in musical ways rather than textual ones. You'll see what I mean right away in our first piece, which is from the Baltimore-based electronic duo known as Motmos. We have heard Motmos recording recently with So Percussion, the percussion quartet. Here, they're collaborating with three singers. First of all, MC Schmidt and Drew Daniel, who are Motmos, do some of the voices here. But then there are three other singers, and I'm using the word singers here in a kind of generic sense, as you'll see. Dan Deacon, who we've heard as both composer and electronic musician on this program in the past. Clotta Simmons, who we've heard with her band Fovea Hex. And Angel Derridorian from the indie rock band Dirty Projectors. So you've got five layers of voices. They're not really singing. They're not quite speaking. It's this kind of Sprechstimme, this speech song thing that Arnold Schoenberg used 100 years ago to good effect, and which is used here by Motmos with some very gradual instrumental accompaniment. The work ends up in a really beautiful place, but it goes through a lot of different emotions before it settles in there. It's called Just Waves from the band Motmos from the Ganzfeld EP.
I can see just one tone coming towards me. It looks like a spiral. It might be cylindrical, though, so it's starting from really far away. I guess it's like a
something pulsating. There is a garden,
but resonant in a way that indicates rotation. So
there are roses around.
There are clicks on the side of it. Quantized
some clicks
pulsating. They make steadier clicks. Actually, if you look at them, they're blocks. It's kind of like a candy cane at some angle, except I wish I could do
it's a brush to
my voice.
It
looks like they're quite long. Actually, when you look at the hands, these lines are quite large, and they're very deep veins as well, which I can't do with my voice. It's quite a large sound. It actually
be space.
Now I see just the tail. There is actually a gaping hole where it was, where it left a hole.
Like
it's
passed.
If you look, you can see where these blocks left their marks. It was a sound. You can see it's actually there. You can see the tail end of it.
Just a
small, cylindrical, just the shadow of the sound.
Dragon,
it's like
a dragon.
the tides are a simple triangle.
Feet
wave goes up and another one. And now there are just broken spots.
My eyes are bulging. I can feel my heart beating in my right eye.
Just waves.
I heard like a faint chiming sound. I think I can't really see anything, but I feel like my eyes are bulging. I can feel my heart beating just right there.
Waves just go in broken lines. Just waves steady.
Just waves steady.
just broken lines.
Just go up
in broken lines.
Just waves
steady.
They leave a white triangle on top of them.
A simple triangle.
Just waves
steady.
Up and another one at the top. And then
just
recognizable English words throughout that piece, but clearly that's not the point. Matmos, the electronic duo from Baltimore, Just Waves is the name of that piece from their Ganzfeld release, which is not a full length, but an EP. Apparently, the words, just waves, triangle at the top, all the rest of that, is a transcript of those psychic experiments where you're supposed to try and guess or know what's on the other side of the card that the experimenter is holding, the wavy lines, the triangle, the circle, etc. But again, the point of the piece is the texture, as the five voices, the two members of Matmos and their three guests, are layered one atop the other and then gradually accompanied with instruments. And, neat piece from the band Matmos, which reminds me of the music of Robert Ashley, some of the music of Nico Muhly, which we'll hear in a little bit. And it reminds me of the Idle Chatter pieces by Paul Lansky, computer music composer based at Princeton University. His Idle Chatter series is three works based entirely on tiny fragments of human speech. But they're sliced and diced so finely that you're not really supposed to be able to pick out words or even syllables. They're just little dots of color in this pointillist sonic painting that Paul Lansky has put together. We've heard the first and the third pieces in the series relatively recently on New Sounds. Let's hear the second one, which is called Just More Idle Chatter. It's a computer music piece based entirely on spoken English from Paul Lansky. Music from Paul Lansky, who took the sounds of spoken English, fed it into his computer, chopped it up into tiny bits, millions of tiny bits, reconstructed it according to musical rather than linguistic patterns, and came up with his Idle Chatter series. The first piece was called Idle Chatter. Then came this work, called Just More Idle Chatter. And finally, the third piece, Not Just More Idle Chatter. We've heard the first and third works not too long ago on New Sounds, so there you have the second of the series. Paul Lansky's Idle Chatter works, based on the sounds of spoken English, words we all know and use every day, but as with the rest of the pieces we're hearing on this edition of New Sounds, the words don't matter. In a moment, we'll hear music from two great American singer-slash-composers, Joan LaBarbera and Meredith Monk, both of whom, curiously, use German words, which, of course, don't have a lot of semantic meaning to many English speakers anyway, but, again, use them for their sound as opposed to their meaning. So that's coming up as we continue. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds number 3397, When the Words Don't Matter. There are words in all of the pieces we're hearing. Sometimes you can actually make out the words, but in all of the cases, the reason they're there is as a kind of texture for the music, as opposed to something for you to kind of tease the meaning out of. I mentioned Nico Muhly earlier because the Matmos piece we began with kind of reminded me of his Mother Tongue, which is a four-part piece, we'll hear part one, that features the singer Abigail Fisher being asked to essentially sing the phone book, her phone book. It's a collection of names, addresses, phone numbers sung at top speed and kind of, again, layered, one voice atop the other. So it you know, if you're trying to make sense of it, it's just gobbledygook, but it's very musical gobbledygook. Here's Nico Muhly with part one of Mother Tongue.
Three, four.
That is music from Nico Muley, the New York-based composer, Mother Tongue, Part 1, subtitled Archive, in which singer Abigail Fisher is asked to basically sing everything from her mental archives, names, places, dates, phone numbers, addresses, and not to worry about invasion of privacy because the voices are layered atop each other and within the mostly electronic mix that Nico Muley creates. So you really can't make out any of it. So, again, another piece that uses words, but not for their meaning, but rather their sound. Nico Muley, Mother Tongue, Part 1. Joan LaBarbara spent a number of years working in Berlin, as many avant-garde American artists of different stripes have discovered over the years. Going to Europe is often a good way to jumpstart a career. You get a grant or whatever. And there was possibly still is, a long-standing grant program to bring artists to Berlin, the DAAD grants. Joan LaBarbara got one of those many years ago. And one of the results was her album Sound Paintings, a great name for what this album is. It's Joan LaBarbara's voice, multi-tracked, one atop the other, all kinds of unusual extended techniques, singing while inhaling, singing multiphonics, that is, several notes simultaneously. And in this piece, Berliner Träume, Berlin Dreams, she creates a kind of a dream landscape of sounds over which she whispers or intones various German words. You don't need to know what they mean, although, you know, allein is alone, wirklich is really, bleiben is stay, and, you know, they're completely out of context. They're just more sounds to layer on this canvas. Sound Paintings is the name of the record. Here's just an excerpt. It's a lengthy piece from Joan LaBarbara.
Thank you.
sounds come from the voice of Joan LaBarbara. Many layers of her voice doing all of these so-called extended techniques. And in this album called Sound Paintings, among the colors that she uses are various words in German. The piece is called Berliner Träume, Berlin Dreams, composed while she was living and working in Berlin on a grant back in the 80s. And again, taken from the album called Sound Paintings. That's just an excerpt of a longer work by Joan LaBarbara. In a moment, a piece by Meredith Monk that also uses some German words, and again, uses them not for their meaning so much as their sound, which is something that all of the pieces on this edition of New Sounds are dealing with, when the words don't matter. We'll continue in just a moment. As usual, you can find a playlist for this New Sounds program. It'll tell you what we're hearing and where you can find the music. Just look on our webpage, wnyc.org/newsounds. There you will find all of the programs. Our audio archives are open 24/7. You can hear any episode of New Sounds whenever you like. You can check out the playlists, subscribe to our free podcasts, connect with us on Facebook, Tumblr, or Twitter. There's details on upcoming New Sounds live events as they happen, and much more on the web at wnyc.org/newsounds. Or write to us for tonight's playlist. Make sure you mention program number 3397. Our email address, newsounds@wnyc.org. We're listening to music with words, but where the words don't matter, where they're just part of the texture, part of the sound fabric of the piece. Meredith Monk, throughout her career, has been reluctant to set words to music. I mean, when the words mean something, it kind of limits the range of possibilities of what the piece of music can mean. However, she has used text on a couple of occasions, and especially, you know, when she began to work with text, as in this memory song from the 1980s, it was using the words in a more evocative way, you know, not to kind of pin down exactly what the meaning of each word is. This is called memory song, and you'll hear the German word for forgetting, ich vergesse, I forget. Clearly that means something, but by saying it in another language and by kind of using the words rhythmically and repetitively, you begin to hear beyond the meaning of the word into just the kind of the rhythm of the music. Even the English words of the things that she's remembering or forgetting. Memory Song comes from the album Do You Be by Meredith Monk and her vocal ensemble. It's a 1987 release. Here it is on New Sounds.
Do you remember? 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 football.
Chairs, 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 chairs.
Memory Song by Meredith Monk from her 1987 album Do You Be. Meredith Monk, keyboard and voices, her vocal ensemble with still more voices, and again, recognizable English words and German words, all dealing with memory and things perhaps remembered or forgotten. But, you know, if you're looking for a story, a text that has a narrative that makes some sense, that's not what Meredith Monk is about here. This is words as music, as part of the texture of the piece. As it has been with all of the works we've been listening to on this edition of New Sounds, where numbers, phrases, addresses, foreign languages have all been transformed into musical sounds and colors. We've been listening on this edition of New Sounds to pieces where the words don't matter. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for New Sounds, and thanks to Isabel Kim, who produced this podcast version.